AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show on a Friday. Some dancing coming up here in just a little bit. A workout. Now, usually we have Democrat of the Day. We don't have that today because the Hennepin County Attorney's race is a nonpartisan race, even though this next guest is someone we've had on Democrat of the Day multiple times. He is the House Majority Leader. He has also decided to run for Hennepin County Attorney. Representative Ryan Winkler is kind enough to join us today to talk about his campaign for Hennepin County Attorney. Representative, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
I'm happy to be here, Matt. How are you today?
Doing well. Good to run into you. I saw you at the parade a few weeks ago, and I said, I got to get you on the air to talk about the Hennepin County Attorney's race. I appreciate you taking some time to do so.
Sure.
Okay, obviously the first question here is, you are fairly high up in leadership in the Minnesota House. You are the majority leader. And outside of the speaker, you're basically the most powerful person there. You've, though, made the decision that it's time for a change. Why? Let's talk a little bit about that. Why did you make the decision to leave the Minnesota House and run for this race?
I have been a progressive Democrat ever since I got to the legislature, working on minimum wage, paid family and medical leave, fighting against the anti-marriage amendment, establishing marriage equality, working on every progressive cause that I could when I got to the House. And what I discovered really in 2020 was that all of those things widen the circle of inclusion and justice and economic opportunity, but we cannot do them if people feel they are unsafe and if state government, local government is not able to do its core mission, which is to keep our communities safe. And during the summer of 2020, I watched what happens when our public safety system is not functioning well, and that in many ways, the model that we've had in Minneapolis and surrounding areas, just has been flawed and will no longer, do the minimum to keep us safe. And I feel like without strong leadership, at the local level, at Hennepin County, in the city of Minneapolis, we will not be the kind of successful community, the kind of inclusive community that I think we can be. And I was motivated to try to bring my leadership skills acquired over a lot of years to try to make that office function better.
It is. I think it is clear that there has to be some changes, especially over what's happened here in Minneapolis over the last few years. But obviously, what kind of changes and how those changes get implemented. Let's go with right away public safety. What would you like to do if you are Hennepin County Attorney with public safety in Hennepin County?
We have limited resources. We need to coordinate those resources better and make sure that we are tackling violent crimes first. So the governor talked yesterday about the backlog of evidence at the BCA. I've talked to police chiefs about their limited number of officers. We need to have the kind of coordination and prioritization of resources around violent crime that we need in order to address that issue, gun crime in particular. And we can't do that if we don't have strong partnerships. If all of these units of government are not functioning well together, if their leaders are not working well together, our public safety system will fail. And we need to make that a priority. If we cannot get a handle on what's going on in our city streets, if we can't get a handle on children being killed, gunshots being fired, guns being prolific throughout our neighborhoods and enforce those laws, we will not have the kind of community that we all believe in. And so I really think strong partnerships with law enforcement and the community is the only way to address crime. That's short term. Long term, we need to address the things that are driving crime to begin with. Poverty, the lack of access to mental health resources, quality educations, jobs, you name it, there is a way that in the long run, stronger investments in our communities and the people most disproportionately affected by crime and likely to be involved in the criminal justice system, those investments are the best long-term strategy.
It's interesting. I'm looking at your webpage, and one of the things it catches me is you make the point. It's like we get the attentions when a crime happens in a wealthier part of an affluent neighborhood in Minneapolis. But 87% of the victims of Minneapolis crime are people of color. 70% are African-American. It is something that there has been a problem here. There's also this conundrum, I'm going to go with guns right away, that there's a lot of people, especially on the right in this state, that like to scream about guns, 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 pick up the guns. But when people then try to do that, then all of a sudden they go crazy because how dare you violate Second Amendment? You got to protect the guns. And you're like, okay, there's this paradox that seems to exist that, you know, the conservatives want this stuff to get fixed. But at the same time, when you do the most obvious thing, which is try to get these illegal guns off the streets, they even don't want the illegal guns rounded up. I mean, talk about how you can achieve something as a Hennepin County attorney on that level.
I mean, we do have existing gun laws, and Republicans, conservatives are always going to try to make a conservative attack against Democrats no matter what we do. My focus is on the communities that are being hurt by crime right now, the under-resourced neighborhoods where they're afraid of what might happen with their kids getting involved in crime. Those people say, when I talk to those neighborhoods, what I hear consistently is we want more police, but we want them to be better police who are serving us. Mm-hmm. They are not looking for a political argument, an ideological fight. The people in the neighborhoods, when I spend time talking with them across race, across immigration status, across economic status, the message is the same. We want to be safe, and we think a police system should be created to serve us.
You undeniably, police play a very major part within our society. The problem that we've had in Minneapolis is there are too many times where the police don't seem like police, but more of an occupying force if they are showing up at all. I understand staffing issues, and that's not necessarily the Hennepin County Attorney. That's the City Hall, and that's the mayor. But at the same time, you are going to have accountability here. Transparency, accountability. Currently, under the current system, and I know the DOJ investigation probably can change a lot of this when their findings come on down, but how do you work with a police union that seems to have very little interest in changing how their modus operandi is right now?
One thing that we changed when I was a legislator working on police reform in the summer of 2020 is to change police arbitration. This is talked about a lot. We changed who the people who are going to do the arbitration are, and to make sure that they understand civil rights law as well as labor law. And so as we look to that system to change, I think there will be more accountability over time through our existing channels. The Post Board has expanded its licensing oversight role. I think that will help. I think the county attorney can help provide accountability by having a higher standard for using evidence in trial if it involves an officer who may have made false statements under oath, that kind of thing. And then I think we need to have clear accountability for charging decisions and a clear process if it's an officer who may be charged. There is definitely a role for the county attorney to help with police accountability. And there are some steps that are already underway that will take a while to bear fruit, but I think ultimately will help create a system of much greater accountability for policing. And it's important to note, when I talk to police leaders, when I talk to a lot of officers, they are not afraid of accountability. Mm-hmm. They are looking to be partners in making this work better. And I think the message of 2020, of what happened in this community, has been loud and clear to a lot of police leaders, and they are ready to find a way forward to keep us safe and to make their departments operate the way our communities expect them to operate.
I will piggyback on what you said. There are a lot of fantastic police departments out there, and there's the ones that don't mind being held accountable for their behavior. That's not what's going on in Minneapolis sometimes. And the last thing I'm going to ask you on public safety. Last thing I'm going to ask you on public safety is this: the Jaleel Stallings incident. That wasn't just a failure of the police, which was a massive failure by the police, but it was also a failure by the prosecution. They knew he hadn't been doing what he was being accused of. They had the body cam footage. They knew it. And yet they still were trying to charge him with a crime. There has to be some – when it comes to the Hennepin County Attorney, there's got to be some oversight of the prosecution itself to say that if we've got evidence that someone clearly didn't do the crime that people want us to charge them with, that we're not going to do that.
Yeah, there are two things I think that need to happen that charge illustrates. First of all, I think leadership change at the top of the county attorney's office can help shift a culture internally without assuming that all police statements are accurate, or that any time there's an incident involving the police, that the police are right. That change has to happen. And second, the county attorney's office, I think, needs a much more robust data collection system in place so that we can provide meaningful data. There can be greater transparency on all the discretionary decisions that are made throughout a prosecution. And I think whether you're on the right or you're on the left, having more robust data to show what's actually happening with charges, I think, would benefit the public conversation and provide greater transparency.
Candidate of the day is Ryan Winkler. He is running, and the representative is running for the Hennepin County Attorney's race. Let's move away from public safety, cannabis legislation, legalization. That is something that you have been working on in the House. This is something that you want to try to carry over if you become Hennepin County Attorney, correct?
Yes, I think we need to stop wasting law enforcement resources on enforcing cannabis laws that people don't think should be the law of the land anyway.
We have edibles. They accidentally made, the Republicans accidentally went with the Democrats and made edibles legal. And the reality is, the state hasn't fallen off the cliff. It hasn't. It's been legal, and everything seems to be going fine still.
Well, that's of course the experience of most states. There are often some hiccups as they get started with legalization. But with time, they absolutely figure this out. Our law is really just partial door opening to cannabis with products that are derived from hemp. And we will have an opportunity. First of all, we've already seen how popular it is. We will have an opportunity to show that we can do this safely, that people are sensible about this, and it's a relatively low-risk product that people are able to buy. And I think this opens the door to full legalization, because once we are this far into the market being legal, it doesn't really make sense to hold back on other products as long as it's all safely regulated.
Republicans right now are gleefully anticipating trying to install anti-abortion regulations here in the state of Minnesota, including basically forcing rape victims to basically carry their rapist children to term, which is just unconscionable. You have been a big, strong supporter of making sure we're prosecuting sexual assault to the nth degree here. Talk a little bit about that, what you would do as Hennepin County Attorney there.
Well, first of all, if somehow we ended up with criminal anti-abortion laws in Minnesota, I would not use the county attorney's office to prosecute them. Not only is that taking resources away from actual harm caused by people's violent behavior or fraudulent behavior, but it is a fundamental violation of rights. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. It is a violation of rights, and the county attorney's office will not be involved in prosecuting. The good news is we do have a state constitutional protection, but that's only as good as a Supreme Court majority at the state level is willing to uphold it. And we obviously have politicians like Matt Burke who are extremists on abortion and want nothing more than to get hold of state government to try to turn it against women and doctors. And we need to resist that at all levels, including at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office.
Oh, the Democrats' secret weapon this year is that entire Republican lineup on national statewide races. They are a manna from heaven for the DFL. I'm hoping we're going to be okay, but everyone has to get out and vote. That's for sure. Coming up here in November. Let's also talk a little bit about and the environment. I know this. You and I have talked about this as a representative in the House with Democrats of the day, but in the past, you have been a big advocate for protecting the environment. Talk about what the Hennepin County Attorney's office can do to help in that front.
You know, when I have just showed up to listen to people talk about their neighborhood and things they're concerned about, one of the things I heard in North Minneapolis was why Northern Metals, which has been polluting the air in the neighborhood and harming people, has not been prosecuted for fraudulently filing environmental records with PCA. That can happen. We can prosecute companies and individuals for violating our environmental laws. We can also use the county water protection statutes or ordinances related to watershed districts to better enforce water quality permits and water quality standards. So there are ways that the county attorney's office can have an environmental impact within the jurisdiction of Hennepin County. And we don't pay enough attention to those environmental justice issues, especially in neighborhoods where We have, redlined people in over time, provided not enough resources and not protected them from those kinds of harms.
I agree. There's a tendency to not, prosecute even the most, egregious violators of environmental laws. And I think that, especially in lower income communities. And I think I agree wholeheartedly that has to change. We want to drive people to your website. Of course, we should mention there's a primary coming up here on August 9th. And correct me if I'm wrong, the top two vote getters for Hennepin County Attorney will then move on to the general election, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
There are seven candidates in the race. If you flip to the back of your ballot, you can vote for one. Obviously, I would like you to vote for Ryan Winkler. And you can vote for one person on the back and the top two move on. It's a nonpartisan race all the way through. So whether it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican voting in the primary, you can flip your ballot over and you can vote for one person. I would add for sheriff as well.
All right. And once again, it's the top two vote getters on August 9th, then move on to the general election in November. It's not my job here to tell anyone who to vote for. You need to educate yourself. Ryan Winkler's got a webpage out there with a lot of great information. Representative, what's the webpage they want to find if they want to find out more about your Hennepin County Attorney's race?
It's just ryanwinkler.com. Very easy. JustMyName.com.
RyanWinkler.com. I will link to this on all the social media a little bit later on. Representative, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Candidate of the day, Ryan Winkler, for Hennepin County Attorney's Race. We'll take a break. Come on back. I got some dancing to do. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Nobody but a bone.